we have the topic of Tfilas Kelim in this week's Parsha, where they are told to dip the vessels in the mikveh after they capture them from the non-Jews. So that opens up really to talk about anything related to Tfilas Kelim. And this is really a continuation of a shiur that we gave a while ago regarding disposable Kelim in Halacha. We covered every single aspect, I thought, of disposable Kelim in Halacha, and Tfilas Adayim, Kiddush, things like that. Chad Pa'ami, as it's called in Hebrew. And I said there's one more topic that we couldn't cover in a lot of time because it's too broad, and that is Tfilas Kelim on disposable Kelim. We're going to specifically talk about aluminum pans because that's where it comes up most often. I don't know what other option you would have besides aluminum pans because you wouldn't do it on plastic, and I don't know what else is disposable. So, aluminum pans. So we're going to discuss the issue of Tfilas Kelim on aluminum pans, why we should or we shouldn't, and what the reasons are both ways. So the first question is aluminum something that you need to do Tfilas Kelim on? That's what we have to establish first. Before we decide if aluminum is disposable and how we treat it, first we need to know, is aluminum a material that needs Tfilas Kelim? So this is a machlokas. So look here in the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael, the commentary on the Mishnayos, we're all familiar with, hopefully. So he has an introduction to Seder Taros. All of the major Siddharmi has introductions to the major themes in that Seder. So it's called Yevakesh Das, because Das is related to Taros, as the Gemara brings down. So he writes in Os Mem Dalad. Ulufinias Daiti. He says, Zel Lav Dafka, Darebi'itim Halalu Matsu Hatzviya, he says, now in our time, when he's writing this in the 1800s, we know of many metals that were not in existence, many types of ores and things like that they didn't have or didn't use in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vagam sheishlomer shehim kulam bechalal elu havav minim shezachar hagon zecher tzadik kadosh levracha. So he cites an idea of his own Nagon. In the Pasuk in the Torah that talks about the metals you need to do Tfilas Kelim on, it lists six specific things. And the Vilna Gaon wants to say that maybe those six things are specific to those, only those six types of metals, but anything else is not. He says, Al kol panim tzarech lomer sheish shema shomateichos anal hein lav dafka. He says, those six metals in the Torah are not exact, it's just listing a bunch of metals that were common. Ela kol hanirka bepatish rakua pachim nikra mateichos. He says, whatever is a metal that is worked through hammer, whatever you feel, looks, acts, smells, works like a metal, is considered a metal that you would need Tfilas Kelim on, and includes all the metals in the world. And therefore, Rav Osner writes in the Sefer Tfilas Kelim Yeralp, he says that all matters are chayiv in tefila mida raisa. Anything that's considered a metal, scientifically, classically in parlance, would be considered something you need Tfilas Kelim on min haTorah, and this would include aluminum. Without a question, aluminum is a type of thing, and this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan as well.
Aluminum, what is aluminum? Is it man-made?
Isn't it a word? Isn't it made by...
Yeah, you want like the scientific...
No,
you
know, it's
it's on the table of elements.
Is it? Oh,
it's an element.
Smelted to make...
I think it's on the table of elements, but it's been a while since high school chemistry. But I think pretty sure it's on the table of elements. So it's there. Doctor said yes, so we're good. So different type of doctor, but it's good enough for us. So the so these posts can say that mida rice is something that's aluminum would require tefillah. On the other hand, comes from Moshe Feinstein here in Yerodein Chela Gimel in Simen Chaf Beis, and he says that since aluminum is not mentioned in the Torah, it's not a chad mida rice. Listen to what he writes. He says, "Hine kli aluminum shi mateches chadasha." This new type of metal we use. Shelo nizkra bikra. We don't find in the Torah near dimin haTorah einam suicha tefillah. Certainly, the Torah would not require you to say to do tefillas kelim. Demimash shenakad hakra sheish minim bishmoseim. The Torah listed six things by name. Below nakad klal kol kli mateches. Didn't see all metal things. It specifically called out these six metals. Lomer didafka hani mekablam tuma. Only these six things are mekablam tuma. But tzrichim tefillah. Need tefillah, v'lo kelim meminim acherim, and not vessels from other types of species. To haTorah shenis mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says the Torah was given by Hashem. Harehu bares kol minim atecha sholam. Hashem made all the metals in the world. Af elu shel yadu haNimshi, and all metals that people would never know about at that moment in time. V'im hayu badim tuma utefillah, and if Hashem wanted you to do tefillas kelim on these things. Why wouldn't he have said all types of metals? And then he goes, that's reason number one, he says. And he also says that we also treat glass as something that needs to feel as Kalim. Because glass acts like metal. It can be melted down and put back together. And therefore, since glass is included in midrabanan, certainly we're going to at least include metal midrabanan. So he says, those metals are similar to kikleris and can be broken down and melted back together. So it's maybe at least a din derabanan on glass. And this is what other poskim say as well, that it's not midoraisa, but midorabanan, I'll say aluminum is rechayev tefillah because it acts like a metal, but it's not the six metals listed in the Torah. That is shita number two. The third shita is Rav Yitzchak Abadi. So he writes in Yor Yitzchak and Chelek Beis. He has a long piece on Tefillas Kalim in Yoredeya, and he says, no, aluminum, kalim never needs tefillah because it's not mentioned in the Torah, not even midorabanan. Now, I don't know if you can buy aluminum kalim that are not disposable. Is that something you can buy? I'm not sure if they even sell that.
Airplanes are made of aluminum.
Airplanes are made of aluminum. So, I hear. I don't know. I don't recall ever seeing advertising an aluminum pot or pan. But, according to Rav Abadi, if excluding the disposable issue, if I had a real kli that was not disposable, made out of aluminum, you wouldn't have to bring it to the mikveh because it's not mentioned in the Torah. But that is not a mainstream opinion.
And maybe it's a separate shear, but isn't like birds, aren't there a lot of things that we say specifically when you mention a whole bunch of names, that's it and that's...
Correct.
Anything else? Does the shestop other metals that are not in those six? Or?
It's a different discussion. Maybe we'll touch upon that by kashas of birds. Correct. So this Chuvash Raga Meir and Chelev Beis and Simon Pei Gimel says that aluminum and other metals get tefillah with a bracha, and this is the opinion of the Rav Sefraim and the Chai Levin and Sefer Tefillas Kalim. And the understanding is that even if it's Chai Midurabanan on aluminum, we still make brachos on Tefillas Kalim Midurabanan. We still make mitzvahs on Mitzvahs Derabanan. The most famous is Chanukah. That's the whole source. The Gemara and Shabbos Chav Beis, that's the source of making mitzvahs on a Derabanan is Chanukah. So glass is a darabanan, and we make a bracha on tefillas kalim on glass. So certainly here, even if we're going to say it's a darabanan, you'd have to make a bracha on tefillas kalim for aluminum. On the other hand, Rumasoras Moshe, the Rav Moshe Feinstein's grandson records from his grandfather in Chelek Aleph, that Rav Moshe said you don't make a bracha on tefillah for aluminum, because only the metals listed in the psukim are chayiv in tefillah. And this is, if it's not chayiv in tefillah from the psukim, therefore it's not included. I don't know how he doesn't really explain the whole issue with the glass. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky as well, the Amos Yaakov, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and the Cheshev of Eifod, Rav Chanoch Padua, who is the dayan in London. So he writes in Chelek Gimel that he originally wanted to say they shouldn't get a bracha, but he asked the Chivina Rav, and the Chivina Rav told him that aluminum can be considered a type of iron, and therefore it should get a bracha as well. So, again, if you had a real aluminum kli, which, again, I don't even know if they make such things, but we have a machlokas here regarding the bracha. It would probably be best to be tovel aluminum kli, if you had one, with something else, and probably cover it with a bracha in such a case. Fine. That is the issue of aluminum. Now let's turn to disposable items. We'll just review a Rambam that you need to know. I didn't bring it here on the sheets, but I'll tell you a Rambam in Hilchos Kelim in Perakei Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says that if you have a chosel, which is essentially a pocket, a container, made out of palm branches, and you put fresh dates into this kind of quickly made temporary thing made out of vegetation to hold the dates, and if you put the fruit inside of it and you remove it, then it becomes potentially makabel tuma, if you put it inside. And if you, when you're done using the fruit, the kli that held it is now ruined and it's all torn and it wouldn't really last anymore after that single use. So, and you would throw it away afterwards, you wouldn't intend to keep it around. It was meant to be disposable. So the kli is not makabel tuma because you didn't have an intention to keep it, says the Rambam. And that's his sheet. And he says, let's say you have a horn of an animal and you use and you discard it. It's not makabel tuma because there was no intention this was going to stick around. This was just a temporary kli, a chad pa'ami, a one-time use. And therefore, the Rambam says, if you have something that's temporary, it's not makabel tuma, and therefore it doesn't have a shame kli. So based on this Rambam, the posim discuss, as we said before, you know, disposable kalim for tefillas sadayim, being thrown out, all different types of issues, kiddush issues related to that. So with that in mind, let's turn now to pans. Do kalim that are disposable need tefillas kalim? It's tefillas kalim. It has to be a kli in order to have a todas kli, a shame kli, in order to get tefillah. So we have here a machlokas. And again, discussions will be basically on aluminum pans because, as I said before, I don't know of any other type of material that may be chayav tefillah that's also disposable. Ah, we'll discuss Snapple bottles at the end. We'll get to Snapple bottles later on. We'll discuss Snapple bottles afterwards. So let's get to aluminum pans. So the comes of Yaakov, Breish, the Chalkas Yaakov, and Yodayim, Simon Mem Vav, and he writes over here, Neil Fines, Daiti, De Ein Sarach Tvila, they don't eat it, and then he throws into the tshuva, Kmoshia Marti, Lukvota Rasa, the telephone, like I told you on the telephone. I guess he's saying, why are making me write you a letter? I told you on the phone, it doesn't need Tvila Skalim. And he says, Kevin de Tashmish Karos Halalu Rakarai. Aluminum pans are for temporary use. But Izrak and take Chavachar Tashmish, and when you're done, you throw it out. Veina Mekabim Tumma, and they're not Mekabim Tumma, as the Rambam says. And this is the Shita of the Minchas Yitzchak, and Chelakei, Diane Weiss, and again, the Chelakes, and Simon Samachtes. He says, this is the Minig Olam. Nobody does Tfilas Kalim on aluminum pans. This is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Shame Moed, the Chulas Vanagas, or Shnurbach, and Chelak Gimel, and Chelak Dalid, the Sefer Tfilas Kalim, the Chelkas Binyamin, Rav Binyamin, the son of the, I forgot his name, Chalkas Binyamin, Rafael Kohn, who's his son, Rav Binyamin Kohn, has a sefer called the Chalkas Binyamin. He says this as well. The minig is nobody does Tfilas Kalim on aluminum pans. And other posts as well, Rabbi Force in the Kosher Kishon writes again, nobody does Tfilas Kalim on aluminum pans. This is what many posts say, and this is probably, we could end the shiur here technically, the minig of what most people do. However, there are some very strong arguments to support a chiyuv Tfilas Kalim on aluminum pans. Comes Rav Menashe Klein. Did I bring it over here? I did. I brought it after the Igros Moshe. Look at Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Zayin and Ksim and Kufir Aleph. He says, "Ubedavar she'loso od b'nes tavnis shel nayar aluminum regarding aluminum foil shemashrishim be'America rak pamim achadim ulpamim rak pam achas." He says that you throw what use it once, throw it out. V'lo yoser yichayvim tefila if it needs tefila. He says, "Hine eiza shanim asher amarti poshet tzrichim tefila hagam she'im mishtamshim behem harbin pamim." He says, let's put aside aluminum foil for a second, but he says, cups, vessels made out of nayar aluminum, made out of aluminum foil, he says, it's true you don't use a lot of times, but you could use it more than one time, you could reuse an aluminum pan if you wanted to, it's a metal, as the Torah says, is chayv in tefillah. He says, just because you throw it out doesn't mean it's not a kli. It's still a very sturdy thing, and it should have a shein kli. And therefore, Rav Menashe Klein says, aluminum pans are chayv in tefillah's kelim. Who else seems to say this idea? It seems to be that Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same idea, but it requires a careful reading. Let's go up two sources before. Rav Moshe here is in Yerodeya, in Chelek Gimel, Siman Chaf Gimel. It was first published in the Torah Bahara, which is the Torah Journal of MTJ. Listen to Rav Moshe says. Let's read the tshuva carefully. He says, Ayin Rambam Reish Perak Kaf Mikalim. Look at the Rambam's commentary on Kalim. Shekasav Detam Kalim Melefes Ve'esra V'ledalas Yaveshim. You have Kalim made out of emptied gourds and things like that that were dried. Because I can't use a dried out gourd more than once. It's going to fall apart. He says, no, that's not what the Rambam means. He says, you could use the dried out gourd multiple times. But we don't treat it as a kli. He says, al kol panim chazin and debelo miskaimim el zman katzar. Even though something maybe only lasts a short amount of time, avshi shtamshu behem eze pa'amim, and even though you use it a number of times, ein mekablim tumva, that's not mekablim tumva. He says, v'im kein, kelim elu, these aluminum pans, she'yafshar l'shtamsh behem, afapi hadachak rak beiz o gimel pa'amim. He says, if you have an aluminum pan that can't be used more than two or three times, ein mekablim tumva, it's not mekablim tumva. But if you do have an aluminum pan that could be used more than two or three times, but because it is cheap and we live in an affluent society, and we throw out aluminum pans, in mishtamshim mistabrid makabel tumah, it would be makabel tumah. Now there's a comma, and then he writes as follows: umemela efshar de'enim tzrichim tefila, and therefore it would seem that it doesn't need tefila. That doesn't make any sense. He just made an argument that if something can be used for more than two or three times, which I would say that an aluminum pan can be used more for more than two or three times. You could if you wanted to. We just choose not to. He says, then it would be chayv in tefillah. That should be the logical conclusion. But what does he write? Umemela efshar de'ein tzrichim tefillah.
He has to think they can be used two or three times.
What?
He has to think they can be used two or three times.
So let's look in the next source.
Is tumah automatically equal to everybody tefillah?
What?
Are the same tests?
If it's, it would be chayv in, if it would be makabel tumah, that would be chayv tefillah. Correct.
I'm raising the album.
Yeah.
If you make a difference, why? He must have the sheet otherwise. Otherwise, you can say if it's makabel tumah, you shouldn't.
Correct. So look here in the Kuntres Yad Dodi. The Yad Dodi is written by, who's the rabbi of Yehuda in Young Israel?
Rabbi
Franco. So he learned by Rav Moshe. So he collects different things that he heard from Rav Moshe. So he quotes here of David Feinstein, who told him, "Diyesh tos hadafus besofa tshuva." There is a mistake at the end of the tshuva because the tshuva doesn't make any sense. L'hatzarech l'hagia umemela efshar tetzrichem tefillah. Rav Moshe means to say that it should be that if it can be last more than two or three times, it would need tefillah. He's not the only one who comes to this conclusion. Rav Yitzchak Abadi, in that piece in the Or Yitzchak, says without even quoting Rav Moshe, he says it must be. He says it's a mistake. Now I don't know if he says it's a mistake because he had insider information or because he says it just doesn't make any sense any other way. The end of the tshuva is illogical if you don't say that it has to be fixed. And therefore, Rav David Feinstein says, assuming B'Shem his father, that's a mistake. And therefore, Rav Moshe would say that if aluminum pan could potentially be used more than two or three times, which I would posit, again, you're more than welcome to argue on that, I would posit it certainly can be used more than two or three times in different fashions, whether maybe it gets brittle if you use it in the oven fewer times, but you can use it for other things two or three times. He says, certainly it would be chayiv in tefillas kelim.
Would it have to be used for normal use for two or three times?
Well, what's the normal use of aluminum pan?
I thought they don't use it. How much paper?
Say we'll use it for like to store things. You have leftovers, so you put it in an aluminum pan in the fridge.
I'm going to see if you use it. When you bake, he don't use it. Get a
yeah. I hear. So we'll have to. We could take a poll, but it could potentially be used. And I think even if you heat it up the oven, you could heat up aluminum pans in the oven multiple times without a problem. It would still be a fine clean. So Rav Moshe is there with Rav Menashe Klein against all those other poskim saying that certainly it would be chayv in tefillas kelim. Now, Rav Abadi argues on Rav Moshe's logic, and he says, what about the Rambam about the horn? The horn could also potentially be used more than two or three times. It's our animal horn. We use it for a shofar. It lasts for a very long time. So certainly you could use it more than two or three times, and nevertheless the Rambam says that if you have das to throw it out, it's not makabel tumah. So Rav Abadi is going with the sheet that it depends on das. It depends on your intent. People intend to throw aluminum pans. Again, what's the time frame of intention to throw it out? Perhaps you could debate that. But nevertheless, this is Rav Moshe's shita. Now there is a third in between the Be'er Moshe, cited in the Pisvei Halacha, the Deborah Tun Rav saying that aluminum pans need to feel without a bracha, and the Rav Yashu said the same thing, Rav Avraham Yosef in the Chazon of Avraham, and Shabbos and Chelik Beis also says that aluminum pans need to feel without a bracha, and he says that if you buy aluminum pans made by a guy, they need tefillah because they're kli suda, they have Torah sakli, and without question they would need tefillas kelim. So you have a number of big posts saying that it is chayv in tefillah. Yeah.
It's not something like sfek de sfeka because...
What's the sfek?
Sfek de aluminium, sfek of the... Maybe it's one-time using.
One-time using, I hear. So and to use such a sfek in that case, you'd have to... Rav Moshe doesn't agree that it's a sfek. He thinks that the aluminum pans are chayv in tefillah. I mean, it's not a question. He thinks that it's only one very small sheet that says that aluminum in general is in chayv in tefillah. The question is whether the chayv in tefillah midoraisa midorabana, but it's still going to be chayv in tefillah. Okay. Now, the Chalkas Binyam is unsure what the halach is according to the Mekilim if you choose to use aluminum pans a number of times. Let's go with the Mekilim, who said that aluminum pans are needed. But let's say you're in the camp of those who are lenient, saying aluminum pans don't need to feel scaled, and you decide you're going to use aluminum pans multiple times. Does that now change? Does my understanding of how I'm going to use this pan change? The Chalkas Binyamin is unsure. Rav Belsky in the Pisgah Halacha is lenient, but he is in the minority. Most poskim are machmer and say that if you use it, you know that you are going to use this aluminum pan multiple times, then it is chayav tefillah before the first time you use it. If I know I'm going to use this again and again, my derech is to use aluminum pans, you know, from Shabbos to Friday, and I'm going to use that pan again and again until, you know, Erev Shabbos, so I throw out all the leftovers, then they say that you're chayav in tefillah. And they understand that this shows that your das is that you want it to be more than just something that is disposable. This is the Shita of Rav Padva and the Cheshav Eifod, the Kinyan Tor Bahalacha, the Shevet HaLevi, the Chulas Vanagos, the Chaya Levi, Rav Nevensol, Rabbi Forsen, the Coach of Kishin. I heard on a tape from Shmuel, first in Chicago, that Rav Moshe told him the same thing, that even according to Mekilim, if you know you're going to use it for a long time, and whatever is a long time, I guess, is the question here, but Rav Moshe seemed to say two or three times is a short time, but again, I don't know what a long time is. If you're going to use it for an extended amount of time, it would be chayav in tefillah.
Two or three times. What if you bought it as disposable, you use it, then you decide you're going to use it?
Do you have to clean it out and take it to the mikvah? That would also, according to the Mekilim, perhaps it would be also as well.
Is it considered one use to use? If I put in, I don't know, make one food and do put
I have the same question myself. If I just leave it in the fridge for like 4 days.
Not putting new. If you like a normal pot, you clean it out and put new food.
Correct.
New but if I just.
I had the same question. Okay. I wasn't sure. What's considered a usage? Is it time usage?
Well,
if it's in there
what?
For like 2 weeks, let's say I put it in the freezer for like the next 2 months, and I don't take it out, you know, for another 2 months. Is that considered one usage? I'm not sure. I hear the question. Okay. Perhaps we'll have to discuss it. Now, for the machmirim, which we see at the end of the day is not so simple to be makel, because if you are using aluminum pans multiple times, so then whatever that may be, you're going to be jumping into the camp of machmirim. So what is there to do besides taking it to the mikvah? Which you could do. You go to Costco, you buy a whole load of aluminum pans, you take them to the mikvah one shot, you're done for the next few months until you go to Costco for the next time. You could do such a thing if you wanted to, but there are other ways to get at it. What? To line them. We're saying to us, Caleb, without a bracha. So let's say that most.
Out.
What?
That's a cop out.
A cop out. So what are we going to do for. What are we going to do then? There are other things you can do. They sell in many, especially the Jewish supermarkets now, aluminum pans that come with a hechsher on them. What's the hechsher for? So the hechsher is that it's made by a Jew. I actually spoke today with the Rav HaMachsher on those pans. His name is Rabbi Binyamin Gruber. He lives in Muncie. He has his own hechsher. Very nice person. So he told me that he gives a hechsher on pans that are owned by a Jewish company. The Jew buys the aluminum, and there's a plant in China that makes it for him, and he owns them. And the workers are, the way the payments are set up, that, you know, they're working for him and not for the company. He has a whole complicated thing. And therefore, they are Jewish-made aluminum pans. I don't know if everybody agrees to this. I don't know if it's considered real ownership. He's leasing out some company in China. I don't have the document of the business deal in front of me. But potentially, this is a place to be lenient, especially since we're dealing with a number of sfeikos already, as was pointed out. Perhaps with this hechsher of this either certainly or questionably owned Jewish aluminum pans, buy the pans with the hechsher. They're all over the grocery stores, not giving any free advertising to any grocery stores, but they're all over the Jewish grocery stores. You can find the aluminum pans with the hechsher on them. That's one thing.
Are they, and one of the five towns, does the Vod store sell non-hashkafa?
I assume they do. Okay. I haven't checked.
If they don't, see which
yeah,
sell.
I assume they do. Okay. What's advice number two? So this comes from Yeches Haroth, the diner of Carlsberg, who lives in Williamsburg. So he writes in the Emek Tshuva in Cheleches and Simen Sadi Beis. So he says, over here, he says, L'inyan kelim, tasin dakin shalminim atechos, shepaskanu shechom lekofin, belachzor lepashta, l'inyan tefila kelim afagav d'inyan tuma. He says, if you buy aluminum pans, what you can do is break them, bend it down, so it's not a kli anymore, and then build it back together. So now it's Jewish made. We have the same idea if you buy electronics, post-gemar machmer, to put the electronics in to put them in the mikveh. You don't want to put it in the mikveh and ruin it. So you can, if you take apart the kli, the electronic thing that good needs to go in the mikveh, a sandwich maker, whatever it may be, and you want to take it apart and you put it back together by yourself. I think there's like a bunch of guys in Lakewood who make a business out of this. They learned how to put all these things together and take them apart, and you can bring them your electronic devices that should go in the mikveh, and they take it and put it apart. Perhaps we'll discuss electronic devices in the mikveh another time. But that's one thing to do. So the Carlsberg Rav says, or the Chasid Roth says, he says, in Tefilas Kalim, Hanasa de Akum, Chiyuvahum Epnei Maisa Akum. He says, why does a kli have to go into the mikveh? Because it's made by a non-Jew. If I'm a vatel, if I ruin what he made, then I ruin what his actions. It's just like bishul akum. That im hiniach akum keder al gabei eish. You walk into the house and you see a non-Jew. You walk into the restaurant and a non-Jew has started cooking something. They turn the fire on and they've made a soup and they're making the whole thing right there. So what can you do? You go over and you do something to it. If you do one action to the pot, it's not considered Bishul Akam anymore. It's Bishul Yisrael. Silkul Yisrael v'chazav nasu mikri kvar maisa akam. You can give it a tchias amesim and bring it back to be made Jewish food. Hachinami b'zeh, so too over here. Ve'eno doma l'tumma d'tali b'maga. He says, you're going to tell me about tumma. The halacha is that if I have something that is metameh and I break it down and I put it back together, it's not so clear that it ruins the tumma. And he wants to say why it's not a comparable issue over here.
Bishul Akam to Rabbi?
Yeah.
So that's easy to do it that way, because Rabbanim say to do it.
Yeah.
Assuming this is deraisa.
Assuming, again, if you're going to go with a very, very machmir, everything is all right, if it's Pharisee Yisrael and like that, then perhaps you'd have a better, bigger issue. He says, the fichach tfilas kel nir lomer demoil bittel maisa akim v'chaz v'tikam Yisrael. You can fix it, says the Rabbi Chaska Roth. Break it down and put it back together. You'd have to ruin the shame kli. That means you'd have to fold down the sides. So it's not a kli kibul anymore. It can't hold anything. And then put it back.
Breaks.
I hear, so maybe it won't work. Okay, so I hear. If you can do it delicately, then Rabbi Cheskarov says that you have advice over here. Comes Rav Padua and the Cheshav Ephod, and listen to what he writes. And I don't know if he's referring to Rabbi Cheskarov, but he's definitely calling out someone. He says, Hayarav Echad Mefursam. There's a famous rabbi, Shehorishim Kovin Defanos Hakelim. If you fold down the walls, Bechozim Meisham of some, you straighten it out. This is Badluk Bekfifasam Meyos Kelim and Asim Bideakim. This is not considered a non-Jewish made item anymore. V'yesh Larosim Achshav Kelim Nasim Yisrael. It's a Jewish made item now. He says, Achein Ein Margish Hashkas Hadefanos Tatochen Afilu Taina Kala. He says, I don't think this is enough. Kiare Signon Hakelim Ailu Yos Nechfafim Bechozrim. He says, what is the whole kunz of aluminum pans? They bend, they move. Aluminum pans are designed to be moved and stretched and bent, and it's not being mevatalit. You can bend over a metal kli, aluminum pan, and put it back together, he says. It says to even mevatal a kli, to take away the shame kli, something you really break it down, so it's not easy to put it back together. But if I can take an aluminum pan and go, close it, open it up, it's not being mevatal the kli. Has to be something more serious. And therefore, he doesn't agree that such an idea exists. Rav Neventhal as well says it's not an effective thing to do, and therefore he doesn't agree as well. So, at the end of the day, certainly one can rely on Rav Cheskel Roth. He certainly has the shoulders and the knowledge to rely on him. He doesn't need my haskama. So, again, you can go with the Mekilim, but even within the Mekilim, there seems to be a leaning towards to be machmir about aluminum pans if you use it more than... if you intend to use it multiple times, again, the verdict is out on what multiple times means, but if you intend to use it multiple times, and exactly the definition of a time is multiple times, or you can bring it to the mikvah, which some people do, I've seen, or you can buy the ones with the hechsher and rely on that. Again, I'm not taking any achrayas for the hechsher and the sale that's being done, or you can follow Rabbi Cheskel Roth and break it down and put it back together. Yeah.
What if you didn't buy the aluminum pan? It came from locked up with food, and now you want to use it.
Good. Okay. So with that, let's discuss. It's a half hour, but let's just for like 2 minutes discuss the issue of the Snapple bottles, because that's going to touch on this, and we'll just try to summarize a much longer topic. The issue is always this: until last year, Snapple famously made their drinks in glass bottles. They stopped that a year ago. That only comes plastic now. But until last year, Snapple made their drinks in glass bottles. So there was a concern amongst many poskim of Yaakov Kamenetsky, the other poskim as well, who said that this is a kli. This is a real kli. And it was made by a guy. And you're opening up the bottle cap, you're taking a swig from it, you're drinking from the bottle, you're drinking from a real kli made by a non-Jew. So how is that okay? So many poskim said, Rav Shechter included, that if you drink something from a Snapple bottle, you have to pour it into a cup to drink from it, because you can't drink from something that didn't have Tilas Kalim. It's usher to use the kli if it didn't have Tilas Kalim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't agree. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yerodei Nechelech Beis and Siman Mem, where he says, based on the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin tells us that you have money from Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni can only be spent on a few things, that is food, to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It can't be spent on objects. So the Gemara says that you are allowed to buy a barrel of wine with your money of Meiser Sheni. Why can you buy a barrel of wine? Aren't I also getting the barrel along with it, with the wine? The barrel is the cost, is part of the cost as well. I'm also paying for the barrel. It would be cheaper if I didn't take the barrel of wine. So why is that okay? So Rav Moshe wants to explain, because the barrel is mevatel itself to the food. Because the barrel is only there to hold the food, to be a transporter of the food. The ikar is the food, and the barrel is tafel to the wine. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, whenever you get kalim that are transporting food, somebody brings you, Waxo brings you an aluminum pan, or Snapple gives you a drink in a bottle, it's not the kli that's the ikar, it's just there to hold the food. And once it's transported the food, so then afterwards you'll throw it out. If you want to save it afterwards, then it could be they're going to have to take it to the, have all the issues of taking it to the mikvah until it's came as a word. But as it's being transported, therefore he said that it's not an issue. Many disagree with Rav Moshe, Rav Abadi most strongly. He says that there's no proof in the Gemara in Erevin. He says that the Gemara is telling you it doesn't mean that you are not paying for the barrel. He says, in fact, you are paying for the barrel. Rashi writes there in the Gemara on a different topic, but related to this, Rashi says that the barrel is being paid for behavla. It's being subsumed in the cost. They're actually charging you more for the wine because of the barrel. Similarly, in a year after Shemitah, when you go to buy an esrog, that's Shemitah esrog, you're not supposed to, can't make money off of the esrog that's for Shemitah. What do? You buy a lulav and you buy hadas and buy a ravos for a ridiculous price. And it's subsumed in that price, it's going to be the esrog. So he says there's no proof over there. And therefore many poskim say, disagree with their Moshe, saying that it's not okay. You can't eat the food out of the kli. When you get a kli for food, you have to dump the food out. And you have to have it with eaten something else. So that's not for right now, because it's getting late. But perhaps we'll discuss this issue later on. It's not so applicable at the end of the day, because the only issue was really by Snapple bottles. And people generally don't eat out of the cans itself, as you get a can of tuna, something like that. Rav Moshe also discusses when you open up the kli that was sealed, when you open it up, so now you've made it a Jewish-made kli.
So because before... The Snapple versus, I don't drink soda, but it was, remember, Coke bottles would be the same.
Coke bottles would be the same thing.
Okay,
so say, it would be the same issue.
What about a can of Pepsi?
Because it's designed to be disposable. It's less than a. It's like an aluminum kli, but it's even like.
You open the can, you're making
you, when you this is the other thing. When you open the can, you've made it now a Jewish-made kli. When it's 100% sealed, it's useless. When the non-Jew made it in the factory, it was useless. When you pop the top on it and you open a tuna can, something like that, you've mattered a Jewish-made kli. It's a usable kli through your action. That's the
why
you want to make kli.
What? When you open the bottle, why does that become a Jewish-made kli?
Because the bottle is physically a good kli. They just put a cap on it. As opposed to something that's sealed from all sides, it was useless until I broke it. I created the kli. So versus the Snapple bottle, which is a kli by itself, I just
so
put...
So the Shabbos
Shabbos is a different discussion. In Shabbos, there are issues with opening those types of things. Like, there are according to many posts.
So it's not one side to the other. I'm saying it's not necessarily equal.
No, there will be a comparison. Whatever would be one place, you would probably be equal in the other place as well. Okay, very good.